Welcome, Potters, to episode 120 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay and costuming.
Yay!
We have to make sure we're all inclusive.
We are all inclusive. Sorry, I'm being preoccupied because there's a knot and it's annoying me and I'm trying to fix it.
I have not been able to brain for the last week. I have been so scatterbrained for the last week and I don't know why.
Oh, brain's okay. Brain can cease functioning for a little bit. It's fine.
Well, I'm supposed to be taking a test on Tuesday, a major test, which I have been trying to study for. And it's just, I'm just getting distracted every 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's the problem I've been having for like the past couple of weeks.
I'm not normally like that. Just for the last week, it's been that way.
Yeah. And I wish I could tell you a cure-all to fix that, but I have no earthly idea how to fix it other than eventually it will go away.
There's been rare times when I get like that with cosplay, especially when I'm having to cut out fabric and it's just like, squirrel! Okay, I gotta go do this thing.
Right.
Okay, I come back and start cutting, tracing my fabric again. Squirrel! Okay, gotta go this way.
Yeah, the monstrosity sitting on my dress form is like that right now. It's like, I look at it for a little bit, I play with it, and then I'm like, ooh, something shiny, let me do this instead, and let me do this, and then I'll come back and be like, ooh, another shiny thing. So I'm kind of forcing myself to get myself back into it and get motivated. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and start with cosplay updates. I think I will start since there are background issues on the other end.
Yay, puppies are awesome.
Speaking of working on cosplay, I actually bought new patterns that one of them I'm going to end up not using now.
We bought the pattern, but we're not going to use it. Oh, well.
This was supposed to be for the Game of Thrones group that we're taking to TRF. And so I bought a pattern for one of Daenerys' dresses because this one is a little bit easier to do with. And then the group decided that they weren't doing Game of Thrones cosplay, that you could cosplay if you want to, but you know, better for everyone to have fun and be comfortable than to worry specifically about meshing as a group with cosplay. Especially since some people are camping, some people are staying in the hotel, some people are driving in from out of town. So we're not even all going to be starting out in the same place. So it just ended up being easier to decide, well, if you want to cosplay, do. If you don't, that's okay too. A freaking awesome good time.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I would agree with that, too, because there's no way I would take my Cersei dress out there. I would be mortified if anything happened to it.
So I was going to do this out of fabric for Rhaegal, but since I'm not obligated to do it, I'm going to drop that costume entirely because I have other things that are more appropriate for fair and will wear better, because the two that I wear to fair will take a beating a lot better. Not to mention that I just found out recently that one of my family members is getting married at the end of October, and I may have to sew a bridesmaid's dress for myself. So that would take priority since that's family stuff. So I may be doing that when Rhaegal, as soon as I find out what color they want.
That's always the key. What's the color? What's the cut?
Yes. Okay. What is the coordination? Because I've never actually been a bridesmaid at a wedding, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, you have lots of questions to get answered first before you even consider starting.
Yes. So that will come eventually. It's not for another 3 months-ish. So, you know, there's time. Work is, like, taking over my life. And of course, the other pattern that I flashed really quickly, whoops, is a Yaya's bodysuit pattern, which I finally got Joann's to honor on sale. I guess it's individually by the Joann's because some Joann's won't honor this. Some do. Like, oh, it can only be within a certain MSRP. Well, that's fine and good because I just want it for $1.99.
That's a really good price.
I love Yaya, but you know, $22 versus $2. I would much rather pay $2 and put that $20 towards fabric. But that's just me.
It's you and like billions of other people.
Yeah, and I also ended up doing a couple things around the house, one of which was, this is somewhat cosplay related, it's crafting related. I Mod Podged my window with lace. as a privacy feature so that I can open the window and actually get light in my apartment and not worry about my neighbors, you know, staring in and seeing everything that I'm doing. So I totally Mod Podged it over contact paper on my window, and I made chainmail tie backs because chainmail is awesome.
Chainmail is very awesome. I gotta order mine.
It's a very nerdy, geeky thing. So I made two of them. Now I just have to do the actual curtain so I can take this guy down. This is actually not curtain fabric. This is a gorgeous purple and golden dragon knit that I've been waiting to make into clothing. I just haven't made the curtain to take so I could take this down. I'm getting there. I have a certification test on Tuesday. That one's more important. Then I'll worry about curtain stuff later.
Priorities are kind of, you know, a thing.
Adulting. Yeah. Because I really need to pass this test. So that's pretty much been the extent of my cosplay, because I promised myself that I would not be working on cosplay until after the certification exam. Once I pass the exam, that's the other important half of this, is not only is it important for work, but it's important so I can like get to work on stuff, cosplay stuff. Because I already know what my first project is going to be. So it's just a matter of getting it done. I've tried to time my cosplay schedule. I wrote out a freeform schedule for myself so that I'm making the warmer costumes in winter so that when I wear them, it's actually useful. And then I will be making the cooler costumes, or the ones that show a little bit more skin, for summer when Akon comes around. Woo!
That's the hope, at least.
True.
Because we know how that goes sometimes.
Well, I put down one costume for every 2 months.
Okay.
So I figured that was reasonable because it's not an Uber deadline. And I made sure that my costumes weren't too complicated. So that way, if life gets in the way, then that's okay. And mm-hmm. I've still got a couple of costumes I can fall back on. It's like I'm taking my Green Ranger, my Elf Ranger costume, and Arwen to Infinicon.
Oh, okay.
Those haven't been worn in a little while. Nice and easy.
Doesn't require a whole lot of effort to put those suckers on.
No, plus no wig.
Yeah, that helps too.
No wig is always a good thing. Yep. So I will do my Infinicon stuff after your cosplay updates.
Okay, we can do that. So my cosplay updates. Recently got back from a convention 2 weekends ago and last weekend. So haven't done a whole lot in between other than working on this mess in the background, which if you've seen enough of these episodes, you could probably already tell that this is not anything near my style of work ever. It's very feminine and girly and cutesy. It's even got very poofy sleeves going on. I spent 2 hours working on today. Oh, hey, I have dogs. They started barking. Yay. We love doggies.
And they love you.
They do love me so much. But yeah, so I really don't have a whole lot to talk about progress-wise. I'll go over some of the things that happened at RTX, of course. I've got photos for that, too, to share with you all. So it's mostly just been working on making this pattern for my dress, and I'm going to be doing a mock-up later this afternoon, hopefully, and trying to get myself motivated. So I'm working on beading again for my Game of Thrones costume. Beading will extend and keep going and keep going and keep going, and oh, it'll come all the way to the end of here. How many yards is this? I think this is 3 yards. And there will be 4 lines of these, so you can do the math in your head how many beads that's going to require. I don't know. It's too many for my little brain to count. So yeah. Really, all I've been doing is just trying to think of things to get me motivated again, because I've just kind of hit that slump of, okay, I'm so busy and I'm so tired, I don't want to do anything, but I have stuff I need to get done because commissions and projects and things like that. So like, last night, I made myself 2 new pairs of pajama bottoms using Star Wars fabric. Hang on, let me pull. I have it down here. Just have to get access to it. Oh, yeah, Star Wars fabric. Because why not? I even made some Hello Kitty pants, because why not? it gets me motivated. That, you know, sometimes little projects like that are enough for me to go, okay, now I've done this little thing, I can move on to the next big thing, and then the next big thing after that. So, yeah, just trying to find motivation. So much to do, so little time to do it all.
Don't I know it?
Yep. So that's all I got. It's kind of sad because usually I have all this stuff going on and I got...
I feel bad because I haven't had anything in almost 6 weeks, but that's just because work.
Yeah, work, life,
certification
stuff.
Certification exam.
Yeah. It's adult things keep happening. Oh, and I've been kind of playing Pokemon Go.
You and everyone else. My entire social media feed is Pokemon Go. All the groups I follow are all Pokemon Go.
Hardcore, man. We are gangsta.
Disclaimer, I am the only one in my group who is not playing Pokemon Go.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I just wish people wouldn't hate on us for playing Pokemon Go. It's like, dudes, just let us be. This is our fun thing. You have your fun thing. This is our fun thing. Just let it go.
I foresee a lot of Pokemon cosplay at Anime Fest and yep. AKON next year.
Pretty much. I'm considering, since somebody had posted this, I think it was either on the Nerdist or Geek.com, a Mass Effect Pokemon mashup. I saw that and I was like, I think I need to make this. I think I needed to do this thing because that would be comfy and easy and it would be very culturally relevant.
I can't wait to see AKON next year with, you know, 35,000 people in the Anatole all sitting there on their phones just looking around for Pokemon, and there's going to be lures used everywhere, including in the water park.
Have you seen, somebody's already posted a map of what it currently looks like. There's right now 20 stops within and around the Anatole. It's like, oh yes. My God. And it, unintentionally, so my friends and I had already been planning this well before Pokemon Go was even announced. We're going to have a group of Eeveelutions there. So, yeah, we're just adding to it. It's going to be a busy, busy, busy and insane AKON already.
Although, a good tip that I saw online, just briefly speaking of Pokemon Go, if you end up having lures and you have a kids' hospital near you, go to the hospital and use the lure, because apparently there are a lot of kids who are also into Pokemon Go in the kids' hospitals, and for those who are bedridden, they can't get up to go catch the Pokemon. So if you use a lure, then the Pokemon appear closer to them so that they can catch them.
Quick
safe. That was a nice gesture.
Yeah, it's a nice gesture. Quick safety request, because I've already seen some departments complaining about this. Don't block traffic in or around the hospital, because there are emergency vehicles that still need to bring people in. And you're being a jerk ass if you're blocking the road. Please remember, it's a hospital. People are trying to save other people's lives. So stay the sidewalks, stay out of ambulances' ways, do the nice gesture, and move on.
And just stay safe in general. Don't be the doofus that ends up in the ambulance because you weren't paying attention to what's going on around you.
Gosh.
I know that Snopes has covered a lot of these sorts of stories as fake, mm-hmm. but there are a couple of them that reputable media have confirmed as true. And there have been people getting hurt. I mean, that's the long and short of it. People are getting hurt. So just surround you, be considerate, follow the laws in the area where you are currently. And, you know, take a buddy with you. Institute the buddy system. Make a friend.
Yeah, make a friend. It's a quick, easy way to make friends. So, yeah.
And beware of random looking trucks that say free Pokemans on the outside.
With Pedo Bear driving it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It sounds silly that you have to say these things, but there are people who are legitimately not paying attention. And I'm just like, really? Because here's the funny thing is that not only is there a warning from the moment you load it up, which says, please be aware of your surroundings, you can actually set the game to be on vibrate mode and turn off the sound. So you don't have to look at your phone. If there's a Pokemon nearby, it'll vibrate. And it's not like the Pokemon's going to disappear instantly. It actually stays on your screen for quite some time. Plenty of time for you to stop. Check your surroundings, make sure everything's okay and you're in a safe spot, Then you can pull out your phone and look. I mean, they've actually thought about this stuff ahead of time, and you can utilize these features. So utilize it. Like, seriously, don't be a dummy.
Yep, I'm sure there will be a ton of Pokemon catchers at Infinicon, of course.
Oh, yes, of course there will be. That'll be fun.
Which is in less than a month now, you guys.
I know.
We're getting down to the wire.
Way sooner than that. Ah.
It's about 3 weeks.
Yep.
Give or take. It's I think, slightly less than 3 weeks.
But we have some good stuff. Well, I should say you have good stuff that you're giving away. So what's the stuffs? Tell us the stuffs and the things.
So, while I'm putting this in a decent spot, I wanted to announce that we have all three judges chosen now and selected, and they've graciously accepted. So we have Hawkward cosplay, we have Vorpal props, and we have Destiny Aiden cosplay. Those are our three judges. I'm very, very happy to have them with us. All three of them are talented people, solid teachers, all of them as well. We've posted their information on our website, as well as Infinicon's website. So please take a look at that if you are interested. We've got all of the prizes assembled now. I'm just waiting on the shipment of the tote bags to come in. They are ordered. They are on their way. And if I didn't know better, I'd think that they may be sitting in the office waiting for me. They just haven't notified me yet.
That's very possible, too.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff is sent ground shipping. And sometimes that takes a little longer. So first, sitting here in front of me, I have trophies.
Yay! Val's a big fan of the trophies. We love trophies.
Yep. I'm going to set that to the side because you guys don't need the invoice. Oh, God. Halftime show!
Yay! We have bubble wrap!
We have Woo! Bubble wrap. Oh, wow. They wrapped these really well.
Yeah, that's why I like using them. They overwrap them, but in such a way that it's not a nuisance. It actually keeps everything nice and pretty.
Yep, because I have to bring all these boxes with me to the con.
Yeah. Your turn.
See?
Yay! I like that one.
Each of the different... I'll put this sideways so you can see a little bit better.
There we go.
You can see the whole thing, yeah. This is for each of the category winners. So beginner, intermediate, advanced. We'll get one of these guys. They're all top with stars.
Yay.
That's a pretty solid little trophy, too.
Oh yeah. That's also why I like them. Again, you can use them when the zombie apocalypse comes in. It's a nice bludgeoning tool.
Yeah. I mean, we try not to cheap out on these things, you guys. We're actually trying to give you decent prizes with the budget that we were given. So I tried not to go too cheap, but not too expensive either, just because I wanted to also give prizes in addition to trophies. This is the one for best in show. Need to unwrap. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Ta-da!
This
nice!
Is the one for best in show.
It's like a trophy on top of a trophy.
It is. It actually, it could have been bigger, but I didn't want to make it bigger. Just because this is already 12 inches. This is a full foot of trophy. The others are 10. The others are 10 inches.
You know what's funny is that for all con, that's basically what I do is when I'm ordering the trophies, I try to make sure that they're all at least, it makes sense like in terms of scale. So it's not like here there's a 6-inch and then here's a 25-inch. Like, because it gets to be really ridiculous on a comical, cartoony level. It's like, no, there needs to be a gradual scale up.
And they also even gave me the option of adding a riser.
Yep.
So they could have been much taller. And I was like, no, people actually travel to these cons and they need to be able to fit these in their suitcases.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that it was a manageable size. All right. And the other one, this one's actually fairly heavy for what it is. Oof. Okay. This is the McCall box. And of course, McCall being the pattern company, they were very gracious. Last year, they were the ones who gave us the oversized cosplay line patterns. And so we asked them if they'd be willing to donate again for Infinicon. And they graciously said yes. And I know that they recently had a sale, which is where you saw I got the McCall and the Daenerys patterns. I love McCall sales. McCall and Simplicity both. Make sure you cut boxes safely, kids. There we go. Oh my gosh.
That's the face of confusion. I don't know what to make of that.
They gave us 30 patterns.
Holy fudge nugget. Maybe we should save some.
Mean, literally, this box is
Holy!
full of patterns, you guys.
Holy fudge nuggets!
They were really generous. And actually, they used free pattern papers as stuffing. This is pattern tissue paper. Wow. Oh my gosh. Like, I am floored. They were really generous to the winners. Okay, so I'm going to see what kinds, because there are five of each of these. So there are six patterns total, five each. So we got the wings one. This one looks so cool. Like, I would totally make this one myself.
Yeah, that one's a favorite of mine. It just
I'm all
looks
about the wingy
cool.
things. Yep. All right, so we have the trench coat, which this is a really professional looking trench coat, especially if you make it out of the right fabric. This is fully lined, and it includes allowance for shoulder pads, so you can look even bigger. All right, so that's one, two, three, four, five of those. Okay, so we have the cloak pattern, which this isn't only Game of Thrones. You can also do the hooded variation for Lord of the Rings and other similar series that have the giant hooded cloaks. It looks like you may also be able to shorten this. They have a capelet pattern that comes included as well, so that if you just want to make the capelet instead of the full cloak, you can. These are really hefty patterns. No wonder this thing was so heavy. Okay, so that's three, and then we have smaller ones. We've got the Vault Collection with various hats. And bear in mind, these can always be modified, so you don't have to make it exactly as you see it on the front here. Okay, so we've got all sorts of hats. That bonnet one looks really cool. It looks like another one of these could be used for a Moggy Sinbad. Okay, let's see. Ooh, I want this one for myself. They have the Musketeer style hat. This actually has two other hats in it. One looks like a jester's cowl, and the other almost looks like a beret, but I'm sure it has another name for it because it's Renaissance style. So you can see on the back here, there are little other hats here as well. But that is a really spiffy looking hat. I want one. In fact, I will tell you, I actually almost bought this pattern for myself. These, you actually sometimes you can get them in stores if you're really lucky. They don't stock very many. Mostly they want you to buy them online. So I almost got one of these. The Joann's I went to was out. So sad. They actually had a spot for it too. All right, and then there's one more down here. There's one more. One more. I'm trying to do this carefully. Ooh, Val, you might like this one.
Oh yeah, I saw that
Parasol.
particular one. I saw that on their website and I was like, I would like to be able to do that.
Yeah, this has parasols, which would be good for Lolita, EGL. And they also have a matching pouch in here, which I believe is
Oh, cool.
probably the size of the pouch doesn't look like it's enough to actually fit over the parasol. It looks like it's not necessarily a carry case, but maybe a coordinating cover
Right.
or a coordinating bag. So you can kind of see that on the back and see all the little itty bitty patterns there too. That is really neat. I love that a lot of the pattern making companies, McCall in particular, but not only McCall, are really starting to cater not just to cosplay, but to all of the related disciplines. So things like Lolita and Renaissance costuming, LARP, they're really starting to cater specifically to those groups of people. And it makes me very, very happy that they do that because honestly, the largest purchaser of these sorts of patterns are cosplayers and costumers. And those who do Lolita EGL, since that's technically not cosplay, so I can't really call them cosplayers. But yeah, they spend the most money easily on patterns. They're the most likely to reuse the patterns over and over again. And they're also the most likely, whenever new patterns come out, to not only get excited, but to share it with friends, as you've seen, because even from the last show when we showed you guys what new stuff Simplicity has out, all of the pattern makers put out their summer and their fall collections already. They've already gotten new stuff again. And I've already been sitting here making a list so that every time patterns go on sale, I know to go in and purchase, you know, all these patterns from the list, or at least to see if they've got them in stock. Because sizing is very important on patterns. So, wow, that, I am stunned. Thank you to McCall. That is incredibly generous. So needless to say, each of the winners will definitely be getting one of each pattern, and then we'll probably even have enough left over to give some to the judges' awards and to the audience favorite. So that's amazing. I am really happy with that.
That's a lot of flipping patterns.
It is. And of course, the patterns are also in addition to the giant box of friendly plastic, which I also have the gift certificates from Golden to Ore, as well as the license keys to Pepakura Designer from Tama Software. So, you know, big thanks to all of the donors. They were really generous with you guys this year. The last thing that will be put into the tote bags along with the trophies is cash prizes. We are also doing cash prizes for the category winners and best in show. We're doing $25 each for the category winners, beginner, intermediate, advanced, and then $50 best in show. So there will be that as well.
So RTX time, right?
Yep.
Cool. So yay.
That's your review. One word. We're
That's
done.
That's my review. Yay.
Moving on.
My shirt says it all. I do words good. Which I managed to pick up at RTX. I thought it was appropriate. So part of my convention, like, hoopla that I'll be doing for the next 2 months started off with RTX at the beginning of July. And this was actually a belated gift day present. Gift day? Gift day. It's a gift day present. We'll do a gift day present. It's a birthday present for my brother, and it's kind of all-encompassing. So it was like Christmas, his birthday, and like holidays in between, since I never really know what to get him. So I flew him down here. We drove down to Austin for the weekend. And RTX is the Rooster Teeth Expo. Rooster Teeth is the online media company that does a whole chutzpah of just random content from like video game reviews to Let's Plays. And then they also publish their own like movie reviews and things of that nature. So they do a little bit of everything. And this is a three-day convention where basically the internet meets reality. So they bring in other YouTube stars and internet stars to come in, show off their stuff, and just one giant, fun, happy party during the weekend. And it was a ridiculous amount of fun. Like, stupid amount of fun. It was just nothing but us walking around, meeting new people, making line buddies, and just being nerds for 2.5 days. And it was awesome. It was kind of nice to be there and not have to do press duties, because this isn't, you know, a cosplay-esque convention. It's just us going around being gaming nerds. So we didn't have to worry about that. Didn't have to do any panels. It was just relax, have fun, go and do whatever. Surprisingly though, even though it was relaxing convention, we still went to like 7 or 8 panels throughout the weekend, which is a lot. Didn't get much of a chance to really walk the expo floor, which was really odd for us, because usually my brother and I like to go and shop and buy a bunch of really nerdy, geeky things. And we didn't really do that except for on Sunday for about 2 hours, and then that was it. Most of the time it was spent just walking around, going to a bunch of panels, trying to talk and meet new people, and that was the bulk of it. And also lots of eating, because it's Austin, and food. Texas. It's a thing. So for the most part, I mean, that's really all it was just us enjoying ourselves. We went to a Let's Play Live panel and to their Rooster Teeth podcast panel. I got to meet 2 of the stars from the Achievement Hunter series, which I have been power watching for the last 1.5 years as I work on cosplay. Finally got to see Heidi again. I was so happy that she was back home. Heidi is the wife of Pro Jared, who most people there knew who he was, and that still boggles my mind. Like, really? He's a thing? Okay. But she was in our sewing group for so long, and she recently moved out of town, so the fact that she was back in town was kind of nice, and I was like, hey, happy feels. It was great. And actually, let me go over to screen share mode, and I can show you guys at least two of the photos that I took over the weekend. I did do some cosplay and I did see some cosplay. Not as much as I had expected, but that's okay. Because, I mean, this is a type of convention where you really go because you just want to nerd out and play a bunch of video games. It's not very cosplay heavy. The cosplay that is there tends to be Rooster Teeth oriented. So it's going to be like Ruby, RWBY, or some of the characters that they have on some of their shows. In this case, I cosplayed as a Minecraft creeper, but I did it in like a 50s style dress. That's one of the projects that you guys saw me on the last episode that I was working on. So here's pictures of it. Yay. Me being a giant nerd. Yay. And then I think it's this one. Hopefully that clicked over. Yep, it clicked over. And I even got my brother to cosplay. I was so happy about that. My brother cosplayed. He did Godot from the Ace Attorney series. It's supposed to match my Dahlia Hawthorne costume, but it was Sunday and I was really tired. I didn't want to put on a costume, so he went by himself. But he had a blast walking around in this, and I was so happy for that. It means he'll get to cosplay more. So that was awesome. Okay, we'll click the stop buttons. Yay, it's back to me. So yeah, it was just a fun, relaxing, great time. It's one of those where if you're really big into YouTube gaming and Twitch gamers in particular, you'll definitely want to come and see this type of expo. This is your thing. You get a chance to meet all your favorite YouTube stars and you get a chance to play a bunch of new games. There were a couple of new stuff that was out on the floor that we got our hands on, so that was kind of nice. And they also do a nice mix of AAA titles and indie titles. So there's more indie titles too. So if you're really interested in independent gaming, this is definitely a go-to place. Probably mini packs. It's definitely like a mini, tiny, tiny packs for YouTubers. Other than that, yeah, that's all I got for RTX. And then last weekend I was at the North Texas Comic Book Show. Do I have this up? This is pretty much all I have to say about that. Left Shark and Hellboy. That's all you need to say. So yeah, it's weird going to a convention and not having like duties to perform. Because that's what, it's true though, because that's what Amber and I do at all of our conventions is if we're not press, we're not running a panel, we're doing a cosplay contest. I mean, there's always something that we have to do. So to be at an event and not have any of that on my shoulders, it's like, okay, I have no schedule. What do I do with my time?
We're normally very structured.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very structured. Ridiculously so.
Sometimes you kind of have to be when you need to be efficient about things.
Yeah. And I know when we go to PAX Prime, now called PAX West, we'll definitely have a schedule set up because that's going to be a train wreck.
You will have a schedule set up, not we.
Yeah. The universal we. Oh, goodness.
Like, I don't get to go. I'll be at work.
I'm sorry. You have to work. I had to get an extra day off so I could go.
I'm traveling later in the month anyway for work.
Yeah, there you go. See, it'll balance out.
I'll still get to go out and do things, just not at a con. well, not at that kind of con.
Right. So I think the next one for both of us is going to be Infinicon. I don't think there is one before that. Then after that, I will be at Anime Fest for a day because I am part of the Hall Judge cosplay team. That'll be interesting. And I know who my co-judges are. We're going to have way too much fun. I don't know how we'll be able to handle it. It'll be very entertaining.
Have fun.
Yeah. I'm going to be so tired. Come like mid-September, I'll be like, why did I do 10 conventions? What is wrong with me? Did not think this through. She's making faces at me.
Are we good?
I'm good. I have nothing. It's because I have nothing really to talk about other than, hey, there's YouTuber stuff. Go look at them. Bye.
All right. So Body Magic, what was lovingly in the past or not so lovingly originally called cost cheating because that's what they call it on the RPF forums.
Lame name.
So there was a very large discussion started that got very heated about whether or not the use of a bodysuit or padding in any way is considered cheating. Because the argument that was made on the forum originally was that you were being disrespectful to those who had worked hard to actually become that muscled if you were wearing a bodysuit. And one of the very prompt answers to that was, well, if you're trying to cosplay someone as a different body shape and you medically can't become that body shape, what are you left with? Because then the troll stepped in, and I know that they were being trolly when they said this, but to an extent that would extend to other things, including wearing wigs. Is wearing a wig considered cheating? Are you not hardcore enough to dye your own hair every time you want to cosplay or shave your head or any number of things? It's like, I think you guys are kind of missing the point of play. This is cosplay.
Play. That's a big part of it.
Why so serious? You guys are taking this way too seriously.
I mean, let's be real here. If we want to try to cosplay as fictional characters, in particular anime, manga, and video game characters, so many of them are ridiculously disproportionate. They are not anywhere near actual human body size. It is impossible to try to match those proportions on a number of those characters. And if you really want to try to go for an accurate look, the only way you can do that is by having like a bodysuit or foam padding or something of the sort. Heck, I mean, a person that we interviewed last year at Anime North Texas, Quantum Destiny, she's known for making those type of foam bodysuits, and she does a phenomenal job at it. What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Why?
So a couple things. So those who crossplay, unless you're going to go have surgery, you literally cannot work hard to suddenly get that other body shape because there are things involved that you can't just grow on your own. And padding is required if you're going to mimic that. And surgery like that is usually permanent. And it's a very difficult decision to make that surgery happen. So I don't want to belittle it at all because I have known people who have gone through it. And it's a very big lifestyle change for those who choose to undergo it. So it's, in a way, it's almost discriminatory of you to mock them the other direction and say, right. Oh, well, you shouldn't pad because it's making fun of these other people. You're making fun of them by even implying that. And the other is that a lot of us have day jobs in conservative sectors. We can't dye our own hair and expect to go back and have a job the next day or do some of these other things and still expect to go back and have a job, like shaving one's head.
Mm-hmm.
Female. It is seen as not conservative in one's dress and one's appearance. And so you can't. Because to be very honest, unless you're one of the lucky few that manages to pull it off, generally, keeping your job should be number one priority, not cosplay, unless you are planning on going off to become a professional cosplayer. And it's very few people who can actually pull that off and not have loss of income. So consider heavily that issue before you try and criticize other people who are, you know, changing their shape through magic, aka padding or coloration or even makeup. I mean, is it considered cheating if you use bronzer? Is it considered cheating if you use a highlighter or lightener? Yes, this is technically altering yourself, but that's kind of the point. I mean, we're basically, the whole community is pushing towards accuracy, almost to the point of obsession. It has to be exactly the way it's portrayed in manga, TV, movies, animation. Anything that you want, it has to be exactly as the author portrayed it. And no different. Must be exact. down to the inch. We're getting obsessed with that. As I noticed in a thread today criticizing a well-known actress who portrayed a superhero as being too skinny because they were not to this exact portrayal. Come on, guys. This is play. This is cosplay. We're supposed to be having fun. And if you're sitting there criticizing other people, you're probably not having fun. And those who are being criticized aren't having fun either. Yes, people can be concerned with accuracy to a point. You want to get the clothing to look correct. You want it to be the correct proportions. You want to get as close as you can. Here are the magic words. Within reason. Da, 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 da. Reason. Yes. You don't have to go all the way for any of these things, and nor should you feel obligated to. You do it up to the point where you feel comfortable, and then you stop. Because otherwise nobody would cosplay unless you had the exact body type without needing to do anything else aside from maybe gain or lose a little bit of muscle. And even then, for some people, that is medically impossible because you don't know what medical conditions somebody may have. I mean, for all I know, somebody may be dealing with weight loss issues because they may have a thyroid malfunction. Or you may have somebody whose metabolism is running so high that no matter how many calories they eat, they can't gain weight. I mean,
hi.
People have all sorts of medical conditions that you don't know about.
Exactly.
What about those in a wheelchair? Are they basically bound to only cosplay characters like Professor Xavier? No, they can cosplay whatever the heck they want. I have seen some of the best cosplays ever be from people in wheelchairs. The TIE Fighter one and Game of Thrones are the top two on my list.
Oh my God, the Game of Thrones lady. She is the nicest lady. She was so sweet. I loved her.
And they were fan-freaking-tastic cosplays. So I'm not going to sit there and judge. And I highly suggest that anybody else that feels like judging, freedom of speech, sure. You are welcome to say your opinion. You're welcome to say your piece. You're welcome to have that opinion. You are also open to ridicule. And you are open to criticism yourself because that is also free speech. And you won't make any friends that way. Not to mention that you're also scaring people out of the community because just telling them to have a thicker skin isn't fair because you don't know their circumstances. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be all lovey-dovey, you know, world peace, everyone can cosplay however they want. That's not my job. That's not my business. I am not, you know, the sole committee of cosplay judgment. I really don't give a flip what people want to do. They're welcome to do whatever they want to do. Whether or not I approve of it doesn't matter. Unless I am a cosplay judge in a competition, and then the scope of my judgment only extends to the people in that competition for the purposes of giving them prizes. That's it. Everything else, you do you. As long as you have fun, I really don't care. That's the long and short of it. Because this is all about having fun portraying our favorite characters. Not having fun, and if the other people aren't having fun, then we've lost cosplay entirely. They're literally just costuming.
It's about fun? When did that happen? I thought this was like serious business.
This is adulting.
Adulting is real, man. It's a thing.
I mean, how many of us have parents that have for this hobby? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Clearly this is not seen as a grown-up hobby. So let's not take it that seriously. Yes, you want to take it somewhat seriously because competition has to be taken somewhat seriously. And you want to show off your best work. But don't take it so seriously that you start getting obsessed.
It's like, don't cross that line and make it unfun for you and make it unfun for others. Because I think part of the fun is cosplay is doing that type of body manipulation, is finding unique ways to make myself look taller, look leaner, have bigger shoulders, have poofier arms, change my face up with makeup. I think that stuff is really, really interesting, and that's part of the fun. You can't tell me that what I'm doing is not fun. And you try telling me that, I'm going to be like, okay, thanks for your opinion. I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing. Bye-bye now. Simple as that. Just stop trying to make things unfun.
And bear in mind that you have a very real reputation online. And for those who troll, the community knows. the community will spread the word very quickly, as we have seen, and they tend to take care of their own for the most part. So I would simply ask you not to refrain from saying whatever you want, because that's restricting free speech. You could say whatever you want, but I invite you to think about what you're saying first before you post it. Take 10, read what you wrote before hitting that post button, and then you can post whatever you want. Any consequences after that are your business. Especially those of you who are sitting there writing lewd comments on women's cosplay.
God, you figure people would have grown up by now, but you know.
I mean, I find it amusing that people will make fun of those who pad, except that that seems to be exactly what the community is forgive my word choice here, but thirsting for.
Mm-hmm.
The community seems to be thirsting for these ideal body shapes, because clearly those with all of the likes have good-looking bodies. So of course, anyone who doesn't have that body is going to sit there and do what they can to try and achieve that same popularity, because people like to be liked. People want to fit in. People want to be popular too. People want to share in that feeling well-liked feeling. So you can't really blame them for wanting to do that, because whose cosplay pictures go viral? Those who have those ideal bodies, those who best fit the character in people's fantasy, is going to try and do it. Do you really have any right to criticize them? No, not really. You can, but again, you're going to get ostracized. And I would simply say in the community, don't give these people any credence. If they sit there and troll somebody else, block them, report them. Don't sit there and feed them. Because they'll only sit there and troll if they're getting attention, because that's what they want. So don't give them any. Simply ignore them, block them, report them, have the admin boot them. If they violate terms of service, move on.
That phrase, don't feed the trolls, is very, very true.
You'll notice that, especially on a lot of cosplay forums nowadays, that as soon as one little tidbit of drama goes off, the trolls just swarm like piranhas, and the thread feeds itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start getting, of course, these don't help. Then you get the comments of, gets popcorn, or I'm just here for the comments. I'm just here for the show. You're feeding them too. I get that you're there to watch the drama, but it's the same as watching a car wreck, watching a train wreck, watching something explode that isn't supposed to be exploding. You're not helping. In other words, if you want to watch, then watch, but don't sit there and post that stuff, because you're just feeding the frenzy. And we need to get this stuff out of our community. It's sickening to see it in our community still. We're grown-ups. We're supposed to be better than this. We're more civil than this. We're smarter than this. We should be setting a good example for the generation that's coming after us, because let me tell you, those teenagers, they're learning from what they're seeing on the forums. And they learn quickly. We want to teach them good habits so that their cosplay community is even better than ours. I feel like I should have a rainbow going over my head going, the more you know.
I know. I'm like, hang on. I don't think Google Effects has one. I know we got like the headwear thing like this.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't really work though. Hang on. I wear facial hair, props, sounds. Well,
no, that's really suitable.
No, I mean, is that?
That doesn't quite work.
No, it doesn't. Okay, well, good try, Google. Anyways. Thanks anyway.
I'm done with my soapbox.
Yay.
You have melted through my soapbox.
But I mean, it's sad that we have to bring it up. But when something like the RPF, which is a mainstay and a staple for so much cosplay content, and they're going into this drama too, you're just like, okay, guys, really? Really? Can we not? No, just stop.
Yeah, and it isn't just the RPF. Just the RPF happens to be one of the more public faces of it. But, you know, COSCOM has had that sort of thing happen. All the different forums for the different conventions have had these sorts of things happen. Basically, if you post a picture, people are allowed to comment however they want on it, unless you lock down comments. And those who are posting comments, just think about what you're posting first. That goes anywhere on the internet, not just forums. Once it's on the internet, you can't make it disappear. Deleting it does not make it go away. FYI, if you did not know. There is an archive just for tweets that have been deleted. Much too many politicians' chagrin.
Wah!
So let's keep them internets clean, kids.
Keep them clean, yo.
Yep. All right. Anything else for this show?
No, not that I could think of. We actually have After Session content this time. Sweet!
Woo!
Woo!
All right, we will bring an end to this episode 120 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Thank you to everyone who listened live, and big thanks to everyone who continues to download and share the show. Please feel free to share our page on all of your social media. Let people know that we are here, and we will continue to be here as long as you guys listen to us. Hopefully we will see many of you guys at Infinicon about 2 weeks after this drops. If you guys would like to contact us, if you have any questions about the cosplay contest or about content that you see here, any suggestions, compliments you would like to give us, constructive criticism is also welcome. You can contact us on all of our social media. We will see you guys in episode 121. Happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye, guys.